Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Not going to say anything about big fish or small ponds. We're just going to move right
along to some poetry here,
shall we? You betcha. R.P. Smith's riding along with us. He's going to tell us about the big picture.
Well, Halloween's coming right up, and we don't celebrate Halloween real big. That's just not our favorite holiday. But when the kids were little, we did have a neat tradition. We would go trick-or-treat the neighbors, and we'd load all of them up in the rig, and real simple, whatever they come up with for costumes, and that was fun. And we would spend about 6 hours trick-or-treating, and we would get to five different places. And it wasn't that they were that far flung, it was just that was our annual visit with some of them neighbors, and that was a good thing. The kids knew where everybody lived and who lived there, and that was really important. One of the neighbors had his computer sitting right there in the living room, and had his screensaver. These pictures had flashed by that he'd taken over the last 50-some years, and there's one that went by, and I said, oh, whoa, pull that one back. I need to look at that one a little closer. He printed me off a copy of it, and it inspired this poem. It was just an old picture. Just a bunch of old men. Took a long time ago, but they were old then. I don't know the occasion why we gathered there. From the Round Hill School, those faces do stare. When I look at that picture, it just makes me grin to think of the time that I spent alongside of those men. The hills and the hollows were my hallowed halls. Not all the lessons took place inside school walls. From Rudy, the blacksmith, when you build it stout. And another pound of rod should remove any doubt. Glenn, the horse trader, take a positive view. It's a mighty rare horse whose virtues are few. If you look the right places, some points he'll win. A lesson still true of horses and men. Irvin was by Glenn in that picture long ago. My closest neighbor, the best one I'll know. A rancher, a cowman. Not much for farming. Used a horse and a dog. Now, ain't that alarming? And that young fella sitting at the end of the table, you can tell he's a clown without any label, spouting some windy about the day that he had. He influenced me some. That fella's my dad. It takes a village to raise a child. That phrase wasn't coined by me. But I was blessed to have grown up in a community where there was no distinction between friends and neighbors. The young and the old pitched in with the labors. Now, things were not perfect. I won't make that claim. But it was a good life. Have I done the same? For the next generation, as those old men did, just spending some time alongside of a kid. Thank you.
Well, there you go. R.P. Smith tells us about the big picture there. Yeah, that's right. I agree.
I'm right.
And I agree. All right. Yes. We're talking big fish, small ponds. When we last left, you mentioned David Sevier. Man, I hadn't heard that name for years.
Man, what a gentleman.
What a gentleman.
Yeah.
He taught you how to braid.
Yep.
Right?
And I tell you what, he was a good one.
He was, wasn't
he? That boy
he?
Could do some magic with a braid and with some rawhide.
Yeah, absolutely. And then his son, Robert, the saddle maker.
Yeah.
Oh, my gracious sakes. Which also brings up another Sevier saddlery up in Pendleton,
that's
Oregon.
Right.
Yeah,
they all got to be related, don't they?
I think they're shirt tail relatives.
Yeah.
They are. But, man, are they artisans.
Oh, man. Yep. What a beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
They do wonderful work.
They do. Then the average person on the street has no idea who they are
right. And
what they do, right?
Well, and when we first started to clear out west, we went to Robert and asked him if he wanted to be a sponsor.
Sure.
He says, I can't afford to advertise. I got more than I can do.
Well, he was years booked out. Yeah, exactly right.
No, I don't want to.
Most of the people, that is the case. Yeah, if you're any good.
If you're any good,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you start talking about, well, we talked about Luis Ortega,
right.
G.S. Garcia, you know, Crockett.
Okay.
I mean, you can go on all day. We're talking about people that we understand and that we revere as the best in the business.
They're in our circle, or we're in their circle.
We're in their little pond.
Right,
the big fish in that little pond. Then, of course, there's the little fish that turned into big fish in big ponds.
In big ponds,
right?
Yeah.
John B. Stetson.
Right.
You know? Did you ever hear the story of how he started making hats?
I heard it was a hunting trip.
Yep.
And was on a dare or something like that.
Yeah. Well, he was showing these people that how if you matted beaver hair,
right.
beaver fur, it stuck together.
Right.
And it made this big old pallet, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he did that for these people on this hunting trip. And then he shaped it into a hat.
Yeah.
And he wore it the rest of the day.
Right.
And he wanted to show them, you know, what you could do with this.
With the beaver.
Yeah, with the beaver. And it turned into a multi-million dollar business.
Now look at them.
Yeah.
Exactly
right. Yeah. So kind of funny.
It is. It is.
Small fish, big pond.
Yeah.
Big fish, big pond.
Big pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know the story of Tony Lama, do you?
I don't. We might have to do a little research.
May have to. I believe he was. He's down in Texas. But,
or the Bluchers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand how they all got their start. But
once
again, they were small fish, big pond, and turned into big fish, small pond, and then turned into big fish, big pond.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
But once again, we're talking about people in our pond.
Run in their circle, let's put it
there
that way.
You go. Yeah. That's probably a little better way to put that.
We know them just because.
Well, it's, I guess it's within our tradition.
Right.
That we would know them.
Our genre.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Western cowboy, yeah.
Sure.
Now, if you started talking about the symphony.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
That's a
whole other ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. The Heller Brothers.
Right.
You know, horseshoeing equipment and such
exactly.
like that. We understand that just because that's the little pond we're in.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, we need to end the show.
Oh, why?
Jill Jones and the Lone Star Corrals riding along with us, and they are singing about the voice of the big guitar.
Roundup's the same. Year after year, wherever you are, but a cowboy's heart belongs to the night in the voice of the big guitar. Wrangling and roping, the job doesn't care when your mind wanders there. Star in the night where the wind and the coyotes howl. Yippee-tai-yi-oh, yippee-tai-yi-hey. And the cowboy's heart belongs to the night in the voice of the big guitar. Dust from the dokies burns hot in the day. Sand and sun in your eyes. And sore in the saddle and thinking of you. And I Yippee-tai-yi-yo. Yippee-tai-yi-yay. And the cowboy's heart belongs to the night in the voice of the big guitar. Stars are romancing this cowboy from afar. And our love was born of the prairie and the stars in the voice of the big guitar. Yippee-tai-yi-yo. Belongs to the night in the voice of the big guitar. Our love was born of the prairie and stars in the voice of the big guitar.
Signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Yeah. But I want to tell one story about Dad.
Okay.
Being a big fish in a small pond.
Mm-hmm.
They were celebrating the Oregon Trail Centennial.
That's right.
All right. They were coming through with a bunch of oxen and teams, and about Twin Falls, they were headed to Sun Valley.
Yeah.
About Twin Falls, one of the teams come up lame.
They got sore footed.
Walking on hot asphalt. This is in July, I think. June, roughly, July, yeah. Some August, who knows.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dad was the only person around that knew how to put shoes on an oxen.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Big fish, small pond.
Exactly.
So he went over to the Perrine Bridge. Mm-hmm. They took the oxen out into a gravel pit that was right there by the bridge, laid some straw down, threw some running W's on these oxen, laid them down, and Dad got them shod.
And got them shod. Yeah.
And then the Humane Society got drove by. And all the do-gooders started calling the cops on Dad because he was being so mean to all these oxen.
Mm-hmm.
And in Dad's words were exactly this: I paid no concern to their concern. He did
that would be Dad.
He did his job.
Yeah.
The oxen got to Sun Valley.
Right.
And they put Dad on the lead wagon as the Grand Marshal in the parade. Because he's the one that got him there.
That's right. Yeah.
Big fish, small pond.
Small pond.
Yeah, that's right. One more thank you and shout out to Cousin Mary.
We're going to use that a lot.
For the noisemaker. Yeah. All right. And thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for the noisemaker.
Yes.
Like you said, we'll have to get us a cow. A goat and a few other things here. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hey, folks, we want to stay tuned for next
week. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we are just going to be happy with what we have.
All right.
Going to be content,
okay.
Right? All right. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, yeah.
Or a pig.